What God we bring to you in these our offerings, as a token of the love which we want to express to you in gratitude for what you have given to us. Take them and use them as you will, and with them our very lives as we give and dedicate them to the work of your church here and throughout the world. Holy God, open our ears to your call, our eyes to your presence, our hearts to your love. Give us the courage to say, here I am, Lord, send me. We pray for all who are called to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, all who seek out the lost, to uplift the fallen, to comfort the wounded. We pray for the outreach of the church to which we belong. Where the church is strong, make it humble, and where it is weak, strengthen it. And Lord, as you have called us, make us worthy. And as you are gracious to us, make us sensitive to other people's needs. We remember before you the world's poor, those who are hungry and homeless, those who live under oppressive regimes. We pray for all who work for relief organizations, for the emergency services, all who give their lives in the care and service of others. We pray for the young that they may not be discouraged. And especially we pray for families that are in difficulty at this time. Lord, of all compassion, we pray for the lost and the dispirited. Those who have lost hope or vision. Those who have lost confidence in themselves, in others, or in you. We pray for those who are anxious and fearful. Those whose lives are restricted by illness or circumstance. Lay your healing hand upon all your children who call out to you this day. And we pray especially for those who are known to us, who in the silence of our hearts we can name before you. Lord, you call us to share with you in the glory of your kingdom. Make us worthy of our calling. And finally, we remember today those who have served you faithfully, who are now in life eternal. Keep us safe until at the last we too may sit with them in your nearer presence, worshipping you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.